Please stand if you are able to join with me in the call to worship. Children of God, in Jesus, love became flesh and moved into the neighborhood.
We gather to worship Christ, the image of the invisible.
In Jesus, we meet the fullness of God with no barriers to access.
We gather to worship Christ, the image of the invisible.
Children of God, come. Come, let us worship God, whose power makes love invisible to us, so that we might reflect love to the world.
Come, let us worship Christ. Love became to dwell among us and within us.
Please remain standing for the opening hymn, hymn number 103, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise. You may be seated. And if you would please join me in the opening prayer. Jesus, our Savior, in response to your call to be faithful disciples, we are baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Open our lives and teach us how to follow your great commission to make disciples of all nations, to baptize and teach them your ways. Let us know the full blessings of our God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. And if the children would come up for children's moments. So this week at VBS, we had a great time. In each day, we had a small saying we would have for the kids to learn. And as the week went on, they began to notice a small pattern. But we're going to let the kids show what they know. So on day one, our saying was that
when we wonder, we can trust Jesus.
That is right. When we wonder, we can trust Jesus. And on day two, it was.
What was the saying for day two? When we feel powerless,
we can trust Jesus.
There you go. When, We can trust Jesus if we feel powerless. And on day three, when we felt alone,
we can trust Jesus.
We trusted Jesus. On day four, when we needed help,
we could trust Jesus.
We trusted Jesus. And on day five, it wasn't really implied, but we did have a saying, and it was when we needed hope,
we can trust.
We trusted Jesus. So all week we learned about trusting Jesus, and that was our takeaway. So in any situation you might be in, you trust Jesus. That's our pattern. And so another thing we had.
Robin, can you share to the people, what was your favorite part of Bible school?
Art.
Art was her favorite part. Ian, what was your favorite part of Bible school?
Gym,
that's a good answer.
I personally like the snacks, but that was me.
Speaking of snacks,
we have a couple for you, and just remember, in any situation, you can trust Jesus. Very good. Thank you guys for coming up.
Okay, at this time, you're going to get to have a special treat and see the children singing as they sang for their parents on Friday at our conclusion of our Bible school week.
Yeah.
Thank you. Those were our children singing, even when you couldn't see them, when those strange people were on the screen. You could hear our kids in the background. Technology does whatever it wants to do whenever it wants to do it. So, but we could hear them, and they sounded great. And they learned those songs in 4 days. Pam worked really hard with them, and they sounded so good. We were so proud of them, and that's why we wanted to share that with you today. At this time, thank you for the kids. At this time, we'll have our prayer hymn, Trust and Obey. You may remain seated. It is verse 1 and 4, page 467 in your hymnal or on the screen. Join me in prayer. We pray that your Holy Spirit will move among us as we gather today in your name. Open our hearts and our minds to receive your word, to hear your voice, and to experience your presence. Fill us with joy as we meet with you. Show us your glory and splendor. Open the eyes of our hearts to know you more and delight in you. May this time of worship be a time of encounter with you, our living God. And as we say the words that our Lord Jesus taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
The ushers may come forward.
Thank you. please join me in the prayer of dedication? Loving God, like baskets of summer fruit, you fill our lives to overflowing. May the offering we return to you this day reflect our gratitude for your many blessings. May they show our commitment to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Through your goodness and the sharing of these gifts, may the world come to know the richness of your love. Amen. You may be seated.
No.
You cannot be.
May you please stand for the gospel reading. The gospel reading today is Matthew 28:16-20, the Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded to you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Now you may be seated.
Troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit awhile with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. Restless heart beats so imperfectly, but when you come and I am filled with wonder, sometimes I think I glimpse eternity. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up to more.
I do have a loud voice, but I will use the mic. So, this is the end of our Bible school week. It's been a great week. We had somewhere between, 65 to 70 kids. They weren't all here at the same time. Sometimes it's a little bit of a revolving door, and our teachers are adapting with that as they go. Somebody's here Tuesday. They can't come Wednesday. They're back Thursday. So, they are just have been the best at making sure everybody is getting all the crafts, getting the information, getting the lessons, and it's been a good week. It's been a really good week. And our theme was True North. And as we wanted to communicate to the children, Jesus is our True North. Now, I've never taken an orienteering class. Probably should have, because I have no internal GPS. If we're out somewhere and I say, let's go this way, the best bet for you is to go the opposite direction. I'm always wrong. Many years ago when Rob was young and another mother and I decided we'd take the children to Florida for spring break. Both husbands were working at OVCH at that time and their spring break was different. So we load the kids in the car and off we go, driving to Florida. Well, you follow 75, and we got there. Well, once we got there, Rob said, which way's the ocean, Mom? And I obviously always pointed in the wrong direction. Now, you would think we were there a week. At some point, I would have gotten it right. I mean, probability would have been that at one point, I would have pointed in the right direction. Never did. So that became the big joke that Mom never knows where she is in space, I guess. But I could read a map. Well, now we've progressed. MapQuest became my best friend. And now we have something called GPS in our car or on our phone. It has changed my life. I'm no longer wandering out somewhere, wondering where I'm supposed to be. So trying to find True North, the children learned about compasses and even made their compass. Most of them worked. Of the making their compass, most of them worked. But they found out how to read a compass and what was true north. They learned all about the magnetism of the earth. And so they can tell you about compasses and why they work. And we wanted them to know why Jesus was our true north and how you find your way there. So what is our GPS for finding our way to Jesus? We have scripture that will lead us to him. We have prayer. We have a community of believers that we can come and be with. We can join in Bible studies. We can join in prayer groups. We know that we have support to find our way to Jesus. Now, once we get there, what's the next step? The next step is trusting. And I really, for me, this is harder than finding my way there. In this day and age, it's become harder and harder to trust. You get phone calls that are scams. You're now getting things on your email that are scams. You're getting things on your text messages. It's really hard to trust, and I think that then bleeds over into all of our life. And so we're becoming, I believe, more cynical and not wanting to give over our control, because we it's hard to trust and know if who we're trusting and what we're trusting is real. So being able to trust is what we worked with our children this week. And you heard the guys talk about, if you're alone, you can trust Jesus. If you're scared, you can trust Jesus. If you feel helpless, you can trust Jesus. If you feel hopeless, you can trust Jesus. But we have to be able to give to him all of our problems. And why we hold on to our problems, I don't know. That's a good discussion as to why do I want to hold all the things that are going on? Why don't I want to give those up? That seems to me that would be the first thing. Sometimes I think the only time I go to God is when I have a problem. So then I feel guilty. I only bring him my problems. I should be bringing him my praise. I should be giving him my thanks. But when I feel that I need him the most is when I have a problem. Or when I'm in over my head, which happens a lot, as Rick will share. So we need to be able to turn everything over to God and say, I know I can trust you to take care of whatever situation I'm in, whatever's heavy on my heart, whatever's weighing me down. And that's what we wanted to share with the kids. Several years ago, we had an expression, and it was let go and let God. Do you all remember that? That was kind of a motto we had for a while, and I'd kind of forgotten that. But that's probably the best advice that I could share with anybody, is let go of what is on your heart, what's weighing you down, and let God take care of it. Let God be the one in control. Oh, control. I tend to be a little bit of a control person, just a little. So I think that's another reason why I have trouble turning things over, because I really believe I have all the answers. I really believe I know how to do it. And as I keep getting older and older, I keep finding out I don't have any answers and I don't know how to do anything. So that is becoming clearer and clearer to me as I age. But letting go and letting God is what I have to keep saying to myself. So as we find our way and remembering that Jesus is our true north and God is there, and that we can trust Jesus in every walk of life, in every situation, it doesn't matter how small, it doesn't have to be anything, you know, major catastrophe. But if you have any decision, if you have anything, ask God, you know, I need to turn over in the morning. Help me today, Lord, to be your light. Help me to lead others or allow others to find their way to you. So that was our message all week, was to find Jesus through our knowing that he was our true north. And then once we found him, knowing that we could trust him. Now, Pastor Jeff is visiting this weekend with the new little grandson. He worked very hard all week. Rob trained him on our computers, and so he ran that for us several mornings and then would leave that station and run to the gym with Will and Micah and lead the children in recreation. So he put in many hours this week. So we want to remember him and as they travel, and continue to pray for his grandson. He is gaining some weight, so we are going to pray that he continues to grow and will be able to be out of the hospital and join his parents as soon as you know, physically he can do that. We also want to thank Micah and Will. They have been the face of the opening every morning, We have very talented and wonderful teens. We had many of our teens who had been in Bible school for years came back and asked if they could be helpers. And that's just a wonderful thing that they wanted to be a part of everything that had went on. And they all worked all week, but Will and Micah did extra duty because then they would run to the gym. Then they would run to the gym and help Pastor Jeff with recreation. So it was a major accomplishment for everybody working together and helping the kids find Jesus as their true north. So at this time, we're going to see you get out early today, so that's a good thing, right? We're going to end with our closing hymn. So if you will stand. Victory in Jesus. We're singing all the verses, and it's page 370 and on your screen.
I'm sorry.
May you go with God, glorying in each sunrise and feeling his presence each night. And you may you be confident in his love for you and his grace that never ends. Amen.
Thank you.